All right. That music means it's time for the Garden Conversation, which is underwritten by the bookstore selling new and used books, cards, and art supplies on Main Street in Haines from 11 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday. And you can reach them at 766-3356 and online at HainesBookstore.com. We are joined here with Sabine Churchill in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sabine. And Mardell Gunn online.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On the phone.
You can hear me all okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, this morning we're going to talk about, last time I was on, we talked about garlic that you plant. The other thing that people are planting this time of year, about the only other thing people are planting, are bulbs. So we decided to talk about that. And besides, Sabine had just finished, well, is it finished, your bulb sale, or are you still selling bulbs?
It's not finished at all, yeah. I get these panic calls. It's, do you have any bulbs left? Yes, I do.
That's what I figured, that you'd have
it's
some
absolutely,
left.
Okay? It's
we
absolutely.
Can talk about that at the end. But I think it's appropriate to talk about bulbs, and Sabina has a wealth of knowledge about it and experience. So we're going to cover some things about a little bit about varieties, about how to plant them, and all of that. So let's start with you know, it was interesting to me. I didn't realize that there were so many different varieties, and that especially with tulips, you need to know which ones to get.
That's correct. And yes, it's like behind gardening, there's always a wisdom, and it's not like I grew up with that. I get it passed on from all the other fellow gardeners. And one thing to say about bulbs, we are very different here where we are, because the bulbs are just coming on in the lower 48s. We need to get them relatively soon in the ground, but there is a one saying which I believe applies for here. It's never too late, but it can be too early to plant them, because we have the thing in the fall, look outside, it's really moist, and bulbs don't want to get too soggy and rot away. So this is a great time to plant bulbs. It's a great time if we have a thaw out in December and you forgot yours, you find the bag, whoa, there it is in the basement. I forgot to put those 10 tulips in. Do it. Most
so basically,
likely they will
as
come.
Long as you can work the ground, you can put a bulb in.
Correct.
So we do reach a point when you literally can't get into the ground that you probably shouldn't be, or you can't put a bulb in. But as long as you can get a trowel in there to get it down, you can. It's not too late.
Exactly. They may come up a little later than they usually do, because they still need to develop more roots, but it usually works.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
There is, as you said, there are a lot of different varieties. All varieties have their pros and cons. You know, we all know the tulip. The tulip is a showy one, and it's that blotch of color, and they're just gorgeous. They are early tulips, which are the shorter ones as well, most of the times. And you can stagger your color. If you think, like, I want color for the longest time, until my perennials are coming on in the yard, until my trees and such develop foliage, then stagger them. Take an early variety mixed paired with a later variety. If you're unsure about that, I rely on other people's knowledge. Take a long-lasting mix or something like that. So there are things you can do.
So now, when you buy these, are they, is it written? I haven't bought enough bulbs to even know this. Is it written on there that
are
early, late, or does it give days? How do I know if bulb is appropriate for here?
So what I did, I usually buy bulk to avoid plastic garbage as much as I can. And there's a wealth of knowledge on those cardboard boxes, I have to admit, which I don't always. Of course, I order them, so I study up on it. But they are early ones. There are some, like in the daffodils, there are varieties. There are some which are better smelling than other, and some are a deer repellent. Here's this and that, and it's all written on there, yes. And in case of doubt, always ask someone who knows it, right? There are people I in this town who have a wealth of knowledge, right? Donna Cattotti took that task on her, that she's going to plant 2,500 bulbs this fall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and Donna has planted many, many bulbs in her life. That was one of my first jobs here when I moved to Haines in gardening, and I learned so much from Donna. by working in her garden. And she, if you ever want to see a beautiful bulb show, she's got it out there in the spring. So that's right. So that's the thing. I think a lot of people don't understand that you have to plant those bulbs now if you're going to get a show in the spring. It's
right.
Not. It's not like other plants that you put in and a month or two you're going to get flowers. So
there's also one good point is to how put the bulbs in. And
So let's talk about that. Are they all the same depth, or do we need to do different depths for different bulbs?
There is that. Well, first of all, you should assess your yard. Do you have a pest problem? Do you have a lot of voles in the yard or little mice? Think about that. If so, choose a variety accordingly, right? Tulips are a yummy treat for them, so maybe stick to the daffodils and the allium family, which allium is onion. Nobody likes an onion, at least not from the predators on the little critters. So maybe plan accordingly or do measurements, and we can get to that, what you can do to prevent voles, because I have a ton in my yard and I still have beautiful tulips. So,
but the bottom line, what you're saying with that is that daffodils and
allium
and alliums are not eaten by voles. So
no,
if
they're not.
You're safe in planting them, I think is what you're saying, right?
Yes. I mean,
from
you know,
voles.
Yes. I'm not saying you're 100% bulletproof, but they are. Some are pure vole deterrents, like the little grape hyacinths.
Mm-hmm.
And the daffodils and the alliums are not attractive to voles. And I've never heard that they ate one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and how you plant is so assess your yard, look around. A bulb, always other than a snowdrop, they all like sun. Daffodils is your best bet for part shade. But a tulip and an allium is always the best in the sun. Now, this is interesting. If you look now at your yard, you kind of, I still have a lot of foliage on the trees and on the bushes.
Right.
This is not the case in the spring. So you have a bigger area for your bulbs, a bigger area to choose from.
Oh, that
because
makes
it's,
sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's much more sunny. And those may very well be the areas which need a little bit lightening up, a little blotch of color, which later become a beautiful shrub. Maybe your hydrangea is coming up later. Well, put a daffodil underneath, or, you know, pair it accordingly. And what you want to do is you want to work the soil a little bit if you have really, really compacted soil. So all you want to do is loosening it up. You don't want to use any water. Don't water your bulbs at all. All you do is you make a gap in the ground, plant the bulb three times deeper than the height of the bulb. So if you have a 1 inch, that's a rule of thumb, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a 1 inch bulb, plant it three times deeper, right? And about the daffodil and tulips, about 2 inches apart. You can go bigger, but if you want to go for a lush bouquet, then about 2 inches apart is what you're going to do. The soil.
And one thing I will say while you're on that subject, one thing I will say about that, my experience, I have a lot of experience with daffodils, not so much with tulips, but daffodils will fill in. And so I always tell people if you want to.
Right.
If you want to dig them up and divide them as such, within, probably 3 to 5 years, yes, plant them several inches apart. But if you don't want to do that and you kind of have a little bit of patience, they will fill in. I left mine in the ground for about 7 years before I had to dig them up because I had them spread further apart. So all I'm saying with that is be aware that daffodils will fill in, and you'll go from one bulb to, when I dug mine up, I had like 25 bulbs under one area.
Correct, and also true for the alliums, same thing, right?
And the tulips.
Alliums, yep, that's
and
right.
And the tulips, I never had that
multiply.
Luck that mine multiplied, but good job, Joni.
Yeah.
what you have to consider is maybe not to use the soggiest area of your yard. If you have somewhere a standing puddle notoriously or water collecting, this is not your spot. You want to have good drainage, but not only gravel. There should be a little bit of soil involved. But other than that, bulbs are really very humble in their requirements. So
So what about fertilizer? Do you put fertilizer in when you plant them?
No, not at all. You do that. If you want to do that, do it in the springtime. But usually the bulbs you're getting, you can almost skip a year because they come like heavy fertilized. So
Also remember that the oomph, the energy for that flower is already in that bulb. So what you're doing when you give it fertilizer is giving it food so that it can create the following year's flower.
You also, when you fertilize in the fall, it's a wrong time. You know, the bulb in this moment, it's supposed to die back and go dormant for the winter. It's not supposed to stand up, have a good, strong granola breakfast and go out for a run, right?
This not even bone meal or anything like that?
I wouldn't.
No.
I wouldn't in the
like
springtime,
okay.
Yes. And also, you said mentioned something, Madel, that the energy is in the bulb. The oomph is already in there. This is important, an important factor. We all want to make it pretty and always want to cut back here a little bit and take the dead stuff off. The best result in your for your bulb to come back and bloom again is always let it die back naturally. So all the energy retreats from the foliage back into the bulb, and you want to let that happen in order to have a great success over years.
And it's so tempting in the spring after they've bloomed, you know, the foliage is still there. The foliage isn't bad looking, but oftentimes you want your other plants to come up and be showy. But so I've come up with a trick to deal with that has worked successfully for me. And I guess I must have gotten this offline years ago. You don't want to cut that foliage off, so you've got to keep it there. So what I do is I take, with this is daffodils again. This doesn't work with tulips because tulips have bigger foliage. But you can take that narrow leaves, and I tie them into a knot. And so they're still there, and they're still getting photosynthesis, getting the sun so they can photosynthesis, and they're still attached so that the energy does drain back into the bulb. But they're not kind of all over the place. So it's just a tip if you have
That's a fun idea. Give it a better hairdo.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it just manages them so that the other plants can come up. Now, my tulips, you can't do that so well. You just have to deal with the fact that that's what you got to do in order to get bulbs or in order to get flowers.
And as you said, the tulip foliage is not as unsightly as a daffodil. The daffodil is really flimsy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And another thing I would suggest to have a little better show effect for your bulbs is rather than planting three here, one there, another dollop here, I would always plant them in big clusters, especially if you have a little bit of space in your garden. This just has your eye can rest somewhere and you have a bigger bouquet. And
yeah, I read groups of seven.
Mm-hmm. Right. I even go for 9 to 12. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
If you can afford it, if you have the space, funds, or whatever it comes with.
So one issue that I have with planting bulbs is that some of them you have to dig up. And I don't like doing that.
Not the ones we are talking about here. There are some bulbs or tubers like dahlias, like begonias.
That's true.
Those are spring planters, so you plant them in the spring. Yeah. You wouldn't put them in the ground in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're talking about
dahlias and
gladiolus.
Which are not a perennial. So the ones Madel and I are talking about are strictly perennial bulbs. So
just
they
the
will
bulbs.
Be in the ground.
Okay.
And just
you
the
don't
year
have
after.
To play no. with them at all.
No, it's
oh,
the
I
only
like
time they get attention. You know, these 2 minutes in the fall, you kneel down, get your fingers dirty, mm-hmm. get your bulb in, and religiously they come back if you treat them accordingly. Isn't that nice?
That is very nice. Mm-hmm. They come up unexpectedly. And they're just popping up wherever.
I have to admit,
and not
it's
only,
so...
tulips will not only come back, but they will also reproduce, and you will have a whole bunch more.
Right,
if you get tulips, you should never have to get another tulip. Not tulips.
Daffodil. You're talking about, right?
Yeah. Tulips do that for me, though, too.
A little bit pickier, but I've had some tulips now for many years. But I think that really depends upon the variety, that some varieties will last only a few years, but there are some that will last a good long time.
There's also what is to a bulb. I think it's the biggest bang you get for your buck in the garden, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you buy a cut flowers, it's usually pricier.
Yeah.
It's really rewarding because they come on right at the time when we need it, right when we had month on month of white stuff, and here they are.
So, Sabina, one thing I wanted to talk about before we run out of time, which is going to happen here real soon, is you talked about a way to prevent problems with voles.
Right.
That's with chicken wire. How on earth do you use chicken wire for this?
Well, chicken wire, I don't like to use that much. You can make a bed out of chicken wire or smaller wire and then lay the tulips or the bulbs in it. And then cover the soil over it. So give it a little cage. That's one possibility. The most natural one is get two cats. The second most natural is
two cats.
Always two.
Always.
The second natural most natural is if you have a variety which voles and critters like, just circle them with what I call the small stuff. And the small stuff are bulbs like the grape hyacinth, Scilla, Libanotica, those smaller bulbs which are vole deterrent. If you put them in a circle around, they will not go to your tulip. And you don't have to encluster them, just in little, you know, spacing of 2 inches or so. And the other possibility you have, of course, choose your variety accordingly if you don't want to deal with it at all. As said, daffodils and alliums and the small stuff will not get eaten. And the one other option I can only say so often, we have so many predators here, from moose to to bear to porcupines to voles, and plant skit is a great product. It's a predator scent, and it comes in granules. You can, unfortunately, it doesn't ship well to Alaska, so you have to order it online. I have it occasionally in smaller amounts for sale, but unfortunately, no store can carry it here, which is a little unfortunate.
All right. Well, this has been really informative. Thank you so much.
And so before we close, I want to say that the name of that is called Plant Skid. And so that stuff does work, and it is available in certain places.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for all this information. As usual, the garden conversation could go on for a lot longer, but it's time to cut it out now.
Thanks, Sabina, and happy bulb planting, everyone.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, that was Sabine and Mardell with the Garden Conversation, heard every Thursday morning here on KHNS, your community radio station. It's time now, because it's 9:02, time for the community calendar